West Nile season has arrived in McLean County. The disease is rare but can be deadly, so preventative measures are important. Angie Crawford is a senior sanitarian with the McLean County Health Department. She says based on past seasons, McLean County is entering a peak period for the West Nile virus.
Through the last few years, we have traditionally started to see some of our positive West Nile virus indicators come through this time of year. Positive mosquitoes, birds traditionally do happen now, but it is weather dependent. So the hotter it gets, the more we do typically see positive West Nile virus mosquitoes.
And as of this interview, you've had your first positive indication, right?
We did. We just had our first positive West Nile virus mosquito pool. It was collected from the 61705 zip code area east of Bloomington.
And what does that mean? A positive indicator.
That means that people just need to start really being diligent when they're going out. They need to make sure that they're grabbing their insect repellent, putting on that bug spray. When they're grabbing their sunscreen, they should just automatically grab their bug spray as well and make sure that they're protecting themselves and really pay attention in the times of day that they're outside. And if they're going to be outside for a while, that they do protect themselves with either the bug spray, long pants, long sleeves, to make sure that they're not getting bitten by any mosquitoes.
So contraction of West Nile is still fairly rare. We know it's here now, but only 1 in 500 mosquitoes carries the virus. Only 1% of people infected will develop the severe illness. Is the threat worth all the personal preventative measures like wearing long sleeves and pants when it's hot or smearing yourself with the insect repellent?
It is. Most people, like if I were to get bitten by a mosquito, if you were to get bitten by a mosquito, even if we were to get West Nile virus, our symptoms wouldn't be very severe. We'd have a bit of a headache. We might be a little bit feverish. We'd feel run down for a few days. But there are those people, adults over the age of 50 and those who are immunocompromised that might be going through chemotherapy treatments or have more severe illnesses. West Nile virus can very much adversely affect their health, and it can be severe enough that it leads to even death, ultimately.
Why over 50? Do people my age, which is a phrase I hate, have suppressed immune systems or what?
This virus, that's the audience that it likes. Some are geared more towards children. This one, that 50 years and above, is where it seems to affect people the most.
A repellent with DEET, is that the best option?
So the insect repellents that you want to use should be EPA registered to fight against things like West Nile virus. So you want to make sure that you're reading the labels. DEET is known to be very effective. There are some other chemicals that are effective as well. But as long as it's registered through the EPA, and they have a wonderful website that outlines specifically what type of insecticide might be best for you to use. So we always recommend that you view that. Read the instructions on each individual bug spray to see what will work for you, and make sure that if you have young children that you're speaking with your pediatrician.
Is there a percentage of DEET that the insect repellent should have? I mean, I've bought some what's been called like heavy-duty camping repellent,
right?
That's like 10% DEET.
Right. So they say that 10% and above is effective. You don't have to go with a super strong, like a 50% DEET. Read the labels. A lot of times it has to do with how often you have to reapply it. But 10 to 25% has been known to be effective against West Nile virus.
So this is a type of encephalitis.
Correct.
What is encephalitis?
So it'll cause a swelling in your brain. Which is why you'll get like headaches. And in the more severe cases, it can be lead to neuro issues. You can have paralysis, difficulty breathing, and then ultimately the death from it. So
are there some symptoms, early symptoms, that should indicate to me that I should seek medical help?
What we always say is that, as you alluded to earlier, if you have an insect bite from a mosquito, you're not necessarily going to have any type of illness. However, if you've been getting mosquito bites and you start to develop a fever, you start to develop headaches, seek advice from your physician.
Are the symptoms generally recognized by someone else?
Yes.
They're seeing the symptoms in someone else.
Sure, yeah. Sure, yes. And if you ever have any questions, just call your doctor and they'll say if it's, they're not worried about it, or you should watch it for a few days, or if they want to see you. The only way to test for West Nile virus is through blood samples. So that decision would be made by your physician.
Angie Crawford is the senior sanitarian with the McLean County Health Department. She said an additional preventative measure is to check window and door screens and repair any tears or loose screens to prevent mosquitoes from entering the home.